Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Time to get up, everybody. Now, I would love to be able to tell you about all the money we won and the Mega Millions jackpot last night. Unfortunately, I can't do that. We didn't win nothing. Because I've already checked the numbers. I've already went over it. I've already looked to see if we won like $2. We did not win $2. We did not win $1.
Now, I have quite a few tickets sitting over here on my side of the desk that I have yet to check for any win at all. So there's still hope.
You could be walking away with a crisp $4.
I could be.
How much you got invested in total this week?
$32.
$32.
And it was because of an accident. It was supposed to be $22.
Because my husband didn't do what I told him to do.
No, it wasn't him. It was a poor fella at the dang gas station.
Oh, and he messed it up?
Yeah, look, being a former gas station worker, it is very confusing.
I've never worried. I'm going to take your word for that.
Yeah, it is.
I can imagine. Because when I bought my tickets, the guy looked confusing, and I was very simple.
Yeah.
Here, I want to do one of these numbers, and I'll do one quick pick.
You good?
Yeah, basically.
You look good in them lights. You look good in them heat.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. No, there was not a winner in the Mega Millions drawing.
Wow.
Here are the numbers we picked, or you picked. 40, 57, 26, 22, 7, and the Mega Ball, 11. The only number that was in the winning string was 7. The winning numbers last night were 7, 29, 60, 63, 66. The Mega Ball was 15. If you got the Mega Plier, that was 3. The new jackpot is just over $1 billion. The drawing is Friday night.
Now, there was one person in Ohio that won $3 million.
Oh, my. Right? I wish.
So, honestly, you know, yes, this sounds so bad. I'd be so upset if I missed one number.
Yeah. Well, you know, just to put it into perspective, Todd Graves, the CEO of Raising Cane's, bought 50,000 tickets.
And didn't win.
And no winner. So, you know, it's just so random. It's such a random thing. Still, we still aren't to the biggest jackpot ever. It's like the third now, I think, third largest jackpot. The first one was in South Carolina, and I think that was $1.8 billion.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's beat it, people. Let's keep it going.
I couldn't even fathom winning $1 billion.
You know, this is the 13th drawing in this string since they reset it when somebody in Tennessee won the one in April.
And that one was big, too.
So, anyway, here we go again. Over a billion on Friday night.
Gosh.
Can you believe that?
I'm buying more tickets. We might have to repick numbers.
Yeah, I guess coming up tomorrow, we're going to have everybody pick our numbers again.
Yeah, or we play the same numbers and then, you know, get new numbers too so that we have those to run again.
We'll definitely do another string of numbers tomorrow, though. Definitely. Yeah. Maybe we play these numbers and another ticket with those numbers on it.
I will say, Chase, remember how yesterday you were trying to decide, like, you're talking about them being in order? It's the way you fill out the ticket. I brought it to show you. It's the way you fill out one of these tickets for your own numbers.
They're stacked in order.
Yeah, they are in order. So, like, when you're doing, like, this is just one ticket. So, when I'm doing it, I have to start from the lowest and work my way up, essentially. So, that's why they end up in order.
That makes sense.
And probably once they randomly pull them and display them, then they put them in order as well.
Yeah.
Because that's how they are in your tickets, because of the way you fill them out.
The guy ahead of me yesterday when I bought my ticket was doing some complicated thing that he was doing. And the person behind the counter, you could tell their head was spinning, trying not to mess it up.
Yeah.
I've had people come in with literally like 30 of these slips where they fill in their own numbers. And, like, you have to make sure they go in. It reads all of them. They'll go back through them to make sure they have every single ticket they're supposed to have. They know how many tickets they'll have. They know exactly how much it's going to cost. They do it every single week or twice a week, whatever it is. People are crazy about their lotto.
In addition to buying the new tickets last night, this guy had a handful of other tickets that he was having the guy check to see if they were winners.
Wow.
It took a few minutes to buy my tickets last night.
It will. It will, too.
And there was like four people behind me. And they're all standing going.
Yeah, when I walked in, I walked right over to the little lottery like booth where you can fill out the tickets. And three people came up right after me. We were all spread out there writing them down. And I got done first, and I ran up to that counter. And, of course, it took me forever because, one, he messed up my tickets. But two, I was like, oh, God, I never wanted to be this person. I had to check these people out all the time. Here I am taking longer for the lottery.
All right, so we'll pick new numbers tomorrow. The numbers we picked yesterday, there were only one of those numbers in the string of numbers on the winning numbers from last night. Nobody won the jackpot. We're now over $1
billion.
Billion with a B. So the dreaded spotted lantern fly has invaded Annie's yard. Tell us about it.
Okay, so I have been seeing, I saw a post on Facebook. I went to go get an inspection on Danny's truck the other day, and I saw it there. There is supposedly an invasive species in, I think it's maybe just in North Carolina. I'm pulling up a little...
It's the spotted murder lantern fly.
Yeah, it's...
It's basically, it says... the spotted lanternfly is an invasive plant hopper. It was first detected in the United States in 2014. It's a nuisance pest and a threat to agriculture that feeds on 70-plus plant species with a tree of heaven as its preferred host.
It's a 21st century boll weevil.
Yeah.
It says spotted lanternfly is a hitchhiker and can easily move long distances through human-assisted movement. We need you to be on the lookout for this. In red caps, bad bug. If you think you've seen the spotted lanternfly, please contact the North Carolina Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. It is flying around my backyard. I have seen multiple. It's been like this for about a month. At first, I was like, what is this weird little creature I keep seeing? And it's really annoying, and it keeps flying past my face. And then I saw this picture, and I'm like, this kind of looks like what I've been seeing.
My question is what is the agriculture department going to do for a few that are in the area?
I don't know. I have no idea. That's my question, too. I don't know if anybody has any more information on this. I haven't gone to the website. The email is badbug@ncag.gov.
Okay.
But yeah, basically, I see this little weirdish, spotted, blue-ish thing flying around my backyard.
Right.
And all over my porch. I keep trying to get a picture of it. But every time I see it, it's gone before I can get a picture of it. It's driving me nuts, though.
Well, you need to post that picture so everybody can be on the lookout for the spotted lanternfly.
But it's like weird because, like I said, I saw a post maybe on Facebook once or twice, but now this is like the third time I've seen these posters in a store.
Hmm.
Like, so this was at the place I got my car inspected the other day. So I took a picture. I was like, oh, snap, there it is.
So we had murder hornets. Now we got the spotted
lantern fly.
Just had to tell the list of all the other crazy things like monkeypox.
Anyway, yeah. We have a look at it. I haven't seen that. I haven't seen one of those. I think I've seen one.
I'm just curious if anybody else has seen them, if they're bothering them, or if I'm one of the few experiencing this. Also, what is the NC Department of Agriculture going to do about this?
Maybe they're doing it for records. and saying, oh, well, you know, we investigated, and at this time, for historical purposes, there was this bug.
Or maybe they're trying to figure out a natural, biological way to eliminate that bug.
Mm-hmm. Flamethrower.
I'm always curious where these random bugs come from.
Like,
I know that spotted lanternfly has not been around since the dinosaurs.
Some damn demigod. Time to get up. Good morning to you. It's the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Thanks for listening. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. It's time to get up. Good morning to you. It's 6:33. A friend of mine used to say, he'd read all these guys broke into a convenience store, broke into some place and got $45. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if I was going to rob a place, and it's Friday or Saturday night, I'm going to rob a place. I'm going to rob a strip joint because it's all cash. Okay? Get there by closing time and get all the money. Well, this guy finally did it. He busted into a strip club by closing time, got $22,000 in ones.
I was going to say. Shoo-wee.
$22,000 was happening in Providence, Rhode Island. And he was a masked man.
Mm-hmm.
Robbed the strip club. He was armed. He goes walking in to the Cadillac Lounge.
Ooh.
So you know that place is classy.
I was going to say, yeah.
Demanded the manager open the safe. Suspect ran off with $22,000 in $1 bills.
That's sad. They work hard for the money.
Cops have posted surveillance video of the man and hope someone recognizes him, but all of his face was covered except for his eyes.
Y'all, unless he slipped up somewhere on the outside camera, that money's gone.
Those ones are gone.
You ain't never gonna find him.
Do you think that when something like this happens, forensics comes in and tries to find fingerprints or hair?
Do you think the cops care about 22,000 ones that were stolen from some strip joint?
Not at all.
Not bottom of the list. They're looking at
they're
each other.
They're probably laughing.
They fill out what required paperwork there is, and they're back in the car and gone.
Out of there.
See ya. We'll let you know if we find out anything. Last you ever hear of it.
Thanks for the free show.
Yeah, honey, I got to go work at the Cadillac Lounge. Sorry.
I'm still on this $22,000 ones case.
I got to go there every day.
But he's still at large. He got away with it. Wednesday, which means it's Weird Wednesday. This is the story of the Whistling Man.
I just want y'all to know, it's dark in here.
All the lights in the studio are now out. A young man in Lansing, Michigan, hears a strange two-toned whistle that seems to come from out of nowhere. Oddly enough, this incident repeated at random intervals throughout his life, and always left him with a feeling of intense dread. The last time he heard the sound, he managed to take a video of the whistler, though he is still no closer to figuring out who or what seems to be watching and following him wherever he goes. Years later, on a lake vacation, he says, we saw a figure steering a canoe about 20 meters offshore. Sarah, my wife, decided to go get more beers from the car, leaving me alone to stare at this mystery person. And then, of course, they whistled at me.
Ooh.
My entire body was frozen and covered in goosebumps. It was the exact same whistler from my childhood, more than a decade earlier. I looked at the figure, but it was much too dark to discern who it could be. They were wearing a hat. When they were perpendicular to the shore from me, they stopped paddling the canoe, turned the canoe to face directly at me, and whistled at me. I was so frightened, I stood up and shouted at them, "Who are you?" They did not say a word, nothing, just whistled a couple more times, turned the canoe 180 degrees, and paddled out of sight.
No.
Yes.
No. You said it was a two-tone whistle?
Yeah, just two different. Nah, he didn't say it was a wolf whistle. It was an odd two-toned whistle. So there you go.
And that's that?
That's it. They never. He hasn't seen him again since.
Man.
Since that vacation.
That's kind of like if, Dale, you had ran into the woman in your dreams like a few years from now in real life. That'd be really weird.
Yes, it would.
Dale, this whole story is just so weird.
Oh,
why we call it Weird Wednesday.
Makes sense now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been throwing down the whiskey.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, 7:03. Almost back to school time. Hard to believe, really, but it's true.
It is.
And for some people, it's only a couple, 3 weeks away. For teachers, it's even sooner. And they all have lists of things they need for their classroom that unfortunately won't be provided for them in any way whatsoever unless they go out and spend their own money. Or somebody like you jumps in and says, hey, I'll pick up a couple of those things for you.
That's right. We have tons of teachers posting up their Amazon wish lists. And on this, I mean, literally, you add anything you could ever want for your classroom, whether it's decor or materials for the kids to learn with or school supplies, you know. And you just go on here and you can add it to your cart from their links. When you pay for it in Amazon, Amazon knows exactly what to do and where this is going.
Yeah, it's not like it's going to show up at your house and you got to redirect
it. Right. So if you order stuff for you and stuff for a teacher, not a big deal. It literally will separate it after you've paid for it. It knows
like
where's going what. Yeah. So
Jeff Bezos himself is doing that.
We have a ton of teacher links on there. And we're also been featuring new teachers every day. But if you want to check out and shop anybody's link, it's pinned to the top of our Facebook page. Says Teacher Wish List. You can't miss it at 93 on the Wolf on Facebook. Also, when we feature a teacher of the day, we'll have their link directly posted in our stories with their name. So you know exactly who we've been talking about and who we've had on the phone. Just like Cherie.
How do you pronounce that last name again?
Kagutkowitz.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly right. We'll be talking to her here in a bit. So, but it, you check that out. If you want to help, and it doesn't, you don't have to buy a bunch. We're not saying you need to buy all that stuff.
No.
Or even anything that's expensive.
You buy one thing off that list, you're going to help them. You're going to help them so much.
Pack of markers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, there's no teacher on the planet that can't use.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Some extra expo markers.
Oh my gosh, I can't tell you how many times in school the teacher go up there and write on the whiteboard.
Yep, dry it up.
Hold on, kids, let me find another one.
There's nothing better than a crispy expo.
Oh man.
Sharp.
Right, it's like, it's just smooth like butter.
Yeah. On that super slick whiteboard.
Yeah, it makes me want to write my name a ton of times.
Right, well, anyway, we'll be talking to Cherie a little bit later on, and check out that on the Facebook page. Maybe you can help out. It's easy.
Are you one of them girls?
girls to pee us off.
93.1 The Wolf. It's the Wake Up with the Wolf show. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase helping some of these teachers fill their wish lists out. And on the phone right now, and I'm going to make sure I pronounce this correctly. Cherie, if I do this wrong, you can correct me. You can slap my hands with a ruler if you like. It's Cherie Kogukowicz.
You got it.
I did it. How about that? All
right. You passed.
Now, you're a kindergarten teacher, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and where do you teach?
Stokesdale Elementary.
Let's just get right into the wish list. What's the top item on your list that you really need?
I would say our top item for kindergartners would probably be any type of reward enrichment, anything that encourages that positive behavior, just being really positive with kindergartners as they're gaining their love of learning. If any of those things on the wish list would be much appreciated.
Now, you and I were talking before we got on the phone here with Dale and Chase, and you were telling me, because I asked you about your last name, and you know, sometimes teachers will just jump straight to it and say, hey, I know I have a crazy last name, just call me Miss K. What do you do? Do you tell your students to call you that, or do you have a different solution for your last name?
So I'm a huge UNC Tar Heel fan.
Yeah.
So there's always been that rivalry. When I got married, I had a maiden name of Cheek, which was really simple, really easy. When I got married, I told my husband, I said, I'm not going by Miss K. You know, we're Ram Club's members. We root for Tar Heels all day long. I'm not going to be called Miss K. So we, every year, at the beginning of the year, you know, open house starts, fans like, how do you say your name? And I'm like, no worries. The kindergartners will teach you how to sound it out, tap it out. So by the time they leave kindergarten, they can say Kogukowicz 1,000 times in 1 hour. So they get it. They nail it down. So there you go.
Oh, I love that so much.
I have a question for you, okay? This intrigues me because I love teachers and I love how they plan things. My question is like, what is the first lesson you teach in kindergarten? Like, the first day, first week, what's the first thing you tackle?
I think just knowing the school, because they come in, kindergartners, their book bags are bigger than they are.
Yeah.
So knowing, like, this is where the cafeteria is, and this is where the front office is. This door stays locked. We have to be safe. This door goes to the library. You can't go out without a friend. Just the basic rules, routines are like the first 3 weeks of school, really. Yeah, and a lot of people forget that these kindergartners, they were in diapers 2 and 3 years ago.
That's true.
When you look at the big picture, and you're like, oh, yeah. So there you go.
Well, we have been asking this for every teacher, but we know that these wish lists are filled with tons of things, practical or fun or things that just make learning easier. But if you could have one thing, one major big ticket, no matter how big it is, item, what would that be for your classroom?
I would say something for my reading area, a piece of furniture, because, you know, at this age, they love, like, looking at the pictures when they come in. By the time they leave kindergarten, they have to be reading to meet state expectations. And just making that reading area a comfortable place that not just is take a book, go sit back at your desk. Somewhere that's just going to be comfortable, make them feel very warm and welcome, and just enjoy the spot of reading and just getting into a book and learning those words, those sounds, those syllables, the sentences, all that fun stuff.
And you can shop Cherie's wish list by going to our Facebook or Instagram page at 93.1 The Wolf and viewing our stories. And you can donate to any teacher's Amazon wish list by going to Facebook. At the top of our Facebook page, you'll see it there at 93.1 The Wolf.
I don't always wake up in the morning, pull myself.
Daytime, what a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregation. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time for joy and happy celebrations.
Happy birthday to all the local celebrities of the Triad celebrating their birthdays today. If you want to get on this list, you can send us a DM on Facebook or Instagram at 931thewolf or go to 931wolfcountry.com.
DM, that's direct message.
Cool.
DM, PM, yeah. Whatever else means to message us. Okay. Celebrating today, Cody Pegram of Walkertown, Danielle Pruitt of Lexington, Katie Everhart of Kernersville, Joey Vaughn of Moxville, Kennedy Dillon of Kernersville, Andy Jarrell of High Point, Susan Harris of Reedsville, and Michelle Corning of Winston-Salem. Short but sweet today. There's nothing wrong with that. You all share your birthday with Triple H, who's 53. That's a wrestler. A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez is 47 today. Maya Rudolph is 50. Bill Engvall is 65. And Taylor.
I never thought Bill Engvall was that funny.
No.
I never
He was the lesser of the four.
Right, he was.
Of the funny guys.
I totally agree. To that group of guys who did the redneck stuff, no.
He's the last person I think about when I think about all of them.
Here's your sign guy. That's who he is, in case you can't put a face to it. No.
And lastly, Taylor Schilling is 38. That's Piper Chapman from Orange is the New Black.
Ooh. You know, I watched the first season of that and half of the second one and then dropped it.
I got really into it, and I don't remember what season I dropped out. Probably three, maybe-ish, four, and I just stopped watching it.
I did the same thing.
But it was good up to that point.
It was.
Now, just in case we missed yours.
Happy birthday to you.
I'm telling you, he's using a pedal. He's using a pedal to make that note go that far. He can't do it.
You think?
Yeah, I'm sure of it.
I sing along with him, and I can do it just fine.
Oh, sure you can. Everybody's great. Everybody's a legend in their own shower, right? Hey, speaking of water, let's get our summer theme music going. Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Chase's wife, Kelsey, loves the water. She loves the pool. And right now she's in a cast, which makes things more difficult. But she found the solution.
She loves being in the sun as well. So, you know, this is a big thing. She likes to be up and walking. She likes to be out in the water. But with a cast, you know, you can't get that wet.
Nope.
So she was debating the whole, well, what about a trash bag? Mm-hmm. Put it on and tape it around your leg and all that. Until finally she decided, I'm going to look online to see if anybody's created anything. Little did we know, Amazon has a rubber foot pouch that comes with a pump that sucks the air out.
Wow.
And it suctions to your calf.
I'm sorry, how many weeks is your wife in this cast?
She's got another 3.5, I think.
And how much was this water preventer?
$50.
Nah, only your wife.
I told her, I was like, do you really, you know, need it or want it? Yes. So $50 later. She has her little pump that attaches right near the calf, and it sucks out all the air.
She couldn't stand not laying in your mother-in-law's pool, could she?
She had to get in it.
Was she wearing that in that picture she posted?
She wasn't even in it. She was on a raft, not even in the water.
Oh, she got in the water after a bit, but yeah, she got in there. But
my girl,
I had to test it out prior to make sure it didn't leak.
Of course.
So I had to get into the water and look for air bubbles. It was fine on me.
This is a guy.
I wish you would have put it on your head.
He can't get on a float because he's afraid there's a crevice in it somewhere his foot or arm might get stuck in. So when he floats, he uses like 4 pool noodles.
Yeah. One under the knee, one under each end of the butt, and one around the head.
You ever thought about what those pool noodles soak up?
Chlorine water.
Have you ever squeezed a pool noodle?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Might be some fungi on there.
Nah.
Like the inside of the pool noodle?
Nah.
Moldy?
Nope. You're wrong. That's not how it works. You're wrong.
Okay. Might be an old Band-Aid on there somewhere.
Don't even start!
You know what? I have shoved all my pool noodles with old Band-Aids, so I'm sure other people do that too.
I would never go to your house now.
That hole up in the middle of that thing is full of old Band-Aids.
Yeah. Oh, Dale! How dare you!
He's got such a fear of the old Band-Aid.
A wet Band-Aid in a pool? Disgusting!
Look who it is, last call I thought I'd get. That was her favorite song. She sang along every time it came on.
And now it's time for
Things You Need to Know.
It has begun. Some of the National Weather Service offices around the country have stopped sending weather balloons because of a helium shortage.
Who cares about the helium? Let's talk about the actual balloon destroying, you know, nature, getting into birds' nests and animals eating it or getting stuck in them. That's the more important thing here.
I heard that.
Also, how do we just run out of a natural element? Also, Party City's lying to you. They say they don't have helium. When you go get the balloons, boom, there's helium in them. That happened on my birthday. Just want y'all to know all these things.
Party City, bunch of liars.
Balloons. Stop setting them off. Went to Bowman Gray. They set off some balloons the other day. I was like, why? So bad for the environment. So bad. Stop doing it. Stop releasing balloons. All right, ran over. Next.
Cool. To Brevard County, Florida, we go, where police recently arrested Corey Johnson for driving a stolen pickup truck.
Okay.
Now, he was heading to Space Force Base in Brevard County to warn them about a battle between aliens and Chinese dragons.
$10 says that drugs were involved here.
Well, Johnson told the base's security guards that President Joe Biden told him he needed to warn everybody about the ensuing battle.
Come on, man.
Maybe Jesus came to him as Joe, you know, just more lifelike.
All right. Come on, man. Get in your truck and go over there.
Johnson was charged with grand theft.
Because he stole that truck.
Johnson, steal the truck. Go to Space Force Base.
Can't be charged for stupidity, so they charge him with theft. Come on, man.
Come on, man. Stop it. A Thorndale, Texas school district is making headlines because they are going to require students to lock up their phones during the school day.
Drop it in this bag.
The phones will, yes, be placed in a magnetically sealed pouch. Superintendent Adam Ivey says locking phones will reduce distractions and cyberbullying. Students who do not lock their phones will face a $15 fine for each offense.
I'm down for that. But the cyberbullying thing, I hope that he knows that it might stop it during school, but as soon as they get those phones back, the cyberbullying will continue.
Yeah, it's
kind of a dumb statement. Anyways, yeah, smart though.
These phones are a major issue for us schools.
And you can cheat so easily.
Yeah.
That's how I got through college.
It's a major issue.
It's a joke, people. I was joking.
No, it's not. He's not lying.
It's a joke.
You find all the things that get around things in college. You find the pages that aren't traceable to get the answers from.
You mean Wikipedia?
Yeah.
Thanks to Annie for bringing this one up. The Stokes County Animal Shelter is in need of your help now. They posted this on Facebook the other day. From July 16th, says, our shelter is at max capacity. We desperately need rescues to pull dogs and people to adopt a responsible forever home. Now, this says, please share animals, and, you know, if you know anybody who might want a dog. So, that is the Stokes County Animal Shelter.
And if you all don't mind me adding, spay and neuter your animals, please.
Yeah, the Bob Barker treatment.
Because Lord knows we don't need all these feral animals running around, reproducing, and then ending up in shelters and stockpiling these shelters full.
Mm-hmm.
And adopt. Yeah. Don't shop.
We need more responsible owners is what we need.
Go adopt an animal or seven.
That's true. Last but not least, here's your fun fact for the day. Did you know that the Mall of America in Minnesota is owned by a Canadian company?
Okay.
That's why everybody here is so nice.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Things You Need to Know.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Good morning to you. It's Wednesday. That makes it Weird Wednesday.
Yeah.
I'll tell you about this young guy in Lansing, Michigan.
That's scary.
He hears a strange two-tone whistle that seems to come out of nowhere. And oddly enough, this incident was repeated at random intervals throughout his life and always left him with a feeling of intense dread. The last time he heard the sound, he managed to take a video of the whistler, though he is still no closer to figuring out who or what seems to be watching him and following him wherever he goes. Years later, on a vacation with his wife, he says, we saw a figure steering a canoe about 20 meters offshore. Sarah decided to go get more beer and food from the car, leaving me alone to stare at this mystery person. Then, of course, they whistled at me. My entire body was frozen and covered in goosebumps. It was the exact same whistler from my childhood more than a decade earlier. I looked at the figure, but it was much too dark to discern who it could be. They were wearing a hat. When they were perpendicular to the shore from me, they stopped paddling, turned the canoe to face directly at me, and whistled at me. I was so frightened, I stood up and shouted at them, "Who are you?" They didn't say anything, just whistled a couple more times, turned the canoe 180 degrees, had paddled out of sight. That was the last sighting of the mysterious whistling man.
Okay. So would you have gotten in the water and swam after him?
No. First of all, I don't go in lakes. Yeah. I don't swim in lake water ever under any circumstance.
Really?
Nope. Don't get in a lake.
It just sounds so strange. I can't even... It's like, what do you do?
I mean...
Would you have jumped in the lake?
No.
Jason,
I don't know. I really don't know.
Unless it's driving you mad, but at the same time, I would have jumped in a lake, maybe, I don't know.
I mean, I would have found a way, like, maybe to, if the lake wasn't
over to him, or
that, or run around the edge.
Question is, if he jumped in a lake, would you jump in a lake, too?
The whistling guy, or me following after
him? No, she didn't pick it up.
I'm not jumping in the lake, too.
She didn't get it.
At all.
It's fine.
Once again, I'm the person in the horror movies like, no, let's not go in there.
Yeah. Let's get in this car that works and get out of
here.
You say you'll be down in 5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.